What is your name?
My name is Margaret Goodrich.
Do you remember when you joined the Denver unit of WOSL?
I believe it was 1976 or 77 when I had come back from Vietnam and Texas.
Were you in the service?
Yes, I was an Army librarian under special services for several years.
Why did you come in the service?
Well, I was a librarian, and the Army Library Service opened up in 1941, so I was ready for a change in position, and it looked like a good opportunity, so I joined the Army Library Service.
Before you came into the Library Service, what did you do?
Well, I was a librarian in Rawlins, Wyoming.
What were your principal duties when you were in the service?
The Army Library Service maintained libraries for the use of the American military personnel in the United States, and then after World War II, those who applied were sent over to Europe, and later, of course, into the Asiatic theater as well as the European theater.
How long were you in the Library Service?
I retired after 24 years in the Army.
Was your status as a librarian military, or were you a civilian on duty with the military?
It was a civilian service. can't even think of the name. The civil service.
Civil service, okay. Where did your travels take you when you were in your civil service job?
Well, I was in the United States at Fort Warren, Wyoming, and then went to Germany. I was the first or second Army librarian in Germany after World War II, landing in Munich on Friday, July 13th, 1945. I was over there for 2 years and a half, then came back and terminated my service after that 6 years then. Went into a civilian job, and then when the Korean situation developed, I was asked to come back into the service and went to Fort Dix. Was there for 4 years, then terminated and was in the civilian libraries. Then was asked if I would like to come back as librarian at Fitzsimmons. I had moved to Denver in the meantime. So I was librarian at Fitzsimmons Army Hospital here in Denver from 1962 to 66. Then was asked to go to San Antonio to Fort Sam Houston. And then from there, I went to Vietnam in 1968 and was there for 2 years and a half until May 71. Then returned to the United States after two tours of duty and was at Fort Polk, Louisiana, Fort Bliss, Texas, Fort Hood, Texas. Then came back to Denver as a post librarian at Fitzsimmons, where I retired in 1975.
When you were in Vietnam, where were you stationed?
Well, our headquarters were in Saigon at the terminal there, where we distributed the reading material, Army headquarters, to all the men. And my particular job was to take care of the distribution of the paperback books and magazines. And for all the time I was there, we distributed about 1 million paperback books per month throughout the area. We didn't actually distribute the books. We maintained the mailing lists, which distributed the books and materials to the units in the field.
Was Army medical care available to you, or were you on your own as far as seeking medical care when you were a librarian with the military?
Overseas, we were taken care of by the military, but of course in the States, we were actually on our own.
Did you have to wear a uniform?
Oh yes, we had the blue three-piece uniform, the skirt and blouse, and a skirt and jacket and white blouse. Then in the 60s, slacks were included. And also, of course, in Germany, slacks were available. But it was the light blue uniform with cap.
Do you have any special exciting or funny or sad experiences that you could relate to me?
Well, no particular sad experiences. I've had some interesting ones. The one that comes to mind right now is on my return trip to Vietnam in 1969. I had been with the military, of course, many years, was not too accustomed to seeing men in shocking pink shirts. When I got on the plane in Los Angeles, San Francisco, I guess it was, I noticed this man with a shocking pink shirt, and he came onto the troop plane, sat behind me, so I didn't see anything of him. Then when we got to Saigon, Tan Son Air Base, I had cabled that I was coming on that particular flight, and the sergeant, whom I, of course, had known in my previous tour, passed me and said, "Oh, hello, Miss Goodrich, I'll pick you up later." So he passed me, and pretty soon he came to the back seat of the van, and the man in the shirt took the seat next to the driver. Well, as we were leaving the Tan Son Nhut Air Base at midnight, this was, the driver said, "Hit the deck." Well, by the time he got the word "hit" out, I was underneath the front seat, and he said to the man in the front seat, "God damn it, man, I said hit the deck." And he gave him a shove, and he went down under, and sure enough, there came some shots across the hood of the car. I discovered later, shortly thereafter, that the man in the shocking pink shirt was James Franciscus, who was on his way for a USO tour. That, I think, is one of the most interesting experiences I've ever had.
When you decided to join the military as a librarian, were there any particular adjustments that you had to make that that you'd care to relate?
Adjustments? Well, of course, the military regime, working from 7 in the morning until 10 at night, this, of course, was in 1941, in April, before things started. Then, of course, the tremendous amount of paperwork that we had to produce. It was most interesting to have 5,000 books for about 15,000 men. And the men really used the libraries. They were hardback libraries. A little bit of everything that what they wanted. We discovered that the mysteries and westerns and science fiction, which the civilian people who purchased the books had not realized that the men were interested in other things, such as psychology and science and mathematics and history and biography, so that the libraries then, as well as now, are general small public libraries, which was interesting. Then, of course, another thing that the Army Libraries instituted was the possibility and permission of smoking in libraries. The civilian libraries in those days did not allow smoking. Of course, now most of them do, but they discovered that when the men came back from their tours of duty, they had been accustomed to smoking in libraries and wanted to do so. So that's one of the reasons smoking rooms were instituted into the libraries.
After you left the service, what did you do?
I became a volunteer at the Denver Art Museum Native Arts Department Library, called the Frederick H. Douglass Memorial Library, because he donated it to the Denver Art Museum. When I got down there, they had just moved or recently moved into their new building, and the books, which had been packed up for 5 or 6 years, had just been practically thrown on the shelves. So that I said that I would like very much to reorganize and process that collection. Then also, I was introduced to Marie Wormington, a very famous archaeologist here in Denver, who needed some secretarial work and reference work on the book that she was doing. So I worked with her for many years. So that my retirement became a continuation, but I had those two possibilities, which gave me the impetus to retire.
What has being a member of WOSL meant to you?
Mainly being with delightful people, learning of their experiences and habits, and being socially acquainted with such delightful, charming, experienced people of my own age generally.
Okay, thank you very much.